It's 3 o'clock here in the Columbia Pacific. Nova Scotia. We may be on our way soon. Folks, have you heard about it? Cape Breton is welcoming all comers from the United States, just in case. Well, we'll talk more about that with my first introductory song. We won't talk. We'll let SciCon talk. Meantime, it's 54 degrees on March 4th, 2016. Yes, it's raining, but not really. It's just sort of precipitating. And okay, it's raining, but not that hard. It's beautiful. Okay, so let's open up right now. Thanks for being here, folks. Oh, I want to send out some happy birthday wishes to Jessica yesterday and Sally, two of our local artists, Jessica Schleif and Sally LeCaff, and all the way over in Berlin for Gigi. Today's his birthday. And in Long Beach, California, my brother, Donald Newman. Tomorrow's a big one. More artists. Anne Weiss and Freebo. More musicians. Well, it's that time of year. Oh, I see. John Rippey's coming up too. All sorts of artists. It's Pisces time, no wonder. So let's enjoy the arts. Enjoy community. Because we don't know much how much longer we've got.
Just as long as I can remember, every 4 years about November, folks who wouldn't talk to me on the street are coming in my house and wiping their feet, kissing my wife, kissing my babies. Well, I guess they'd even kiss my old mule if she hadn't voted for Roosevelt. Now they shake my hand and they smile and say, I'd like to have your vote come election day. Now you don't need to know where I stand, just vote for me as many times as you can. That'll be $10 now and $10 more, just every time that you vote. Now I promise you that if I'm elected, I'll raise the dead and have them resurrected. I'll fix your road, put a bridge on your creek, and sweep out your cow barn myself twice a week. Now there just might be something to that, 'cause I ain't never seen nobody else that can shovel that stuff as fast as a politician. The election's come and the road's still muddy. You try to find your old good buddy. He's up at the courthouse grinding his axes. Only thing won't get cut is your taxes. I've been sliced this way so many times, I'm starting to look like a tomato. Hand you shook behind the plow, that hand is in your pocket now. You look for your mule and find it's missing. Better start hunting that politician. But there's one good thing, it weren't for politicians, the rest of us folks wouldn't have nothing else to laugh at except Nixon.
Well, you got it, folks. That's from SciCon. Lots more things happening. Just remember to keep the community alive and well. And the best, in my estimation, and possibly in that of my guests, is to keep the arts alive and well also. And we've got three folks here from the Peninsula Players. Ain't Retirement Grand. And from the looks of the three of them and me, I'd say we're about the right age for that, too. I presume this is an all-age show, though you don't have to be 21 and over, or even 55 and over to get in. Is that right, Rita?
Right. Correct. It is adult content.
Oh, it is.
But it's fun. It's definitely... Retirees will definitely relate to a lot of the situations.
Or people who wish they were retired.
Correct.
Right. That's Rita Smith, who is the director. And often, I always have to check with her because often, although she's the director, she often appears on stage suddenly as well. But not in this one, is
not too much. I'm kind of the stage hand.
Okay.
So I pop out once
in a while.
Slip in
and out. Do you wear black for
that?
Okay. Okay. And I presume not wearing black, although I'm not sure what they're going to be wearing, are two of the performers, Melissa Goldberg. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Carol.
And Brian Foster. Hi, Brian.
Hi.
Okay. So how many are there in the cast altogether?
There are eight.
Eight. Okay.
Four women and four men.
Wow. You've got a nice situation up there. You've got a good group of people who step up to the plate for performing. Let's let folks know this opens tonight. And I believe there's a champagne gala. Is that correct?
Yes, there is.
So what time should... The show is at 7, but what time should people come?
The doors open at 6:15.
Okay.
So...
So you can come on in and take advantage of opening night. It's running three weekends, which is wonderful, through the 20th of March, 7 o'clock on Fridays and Saturdays, and 2 o'clock on Sundays. So it's a musical comedy. I see. I did write adult content. I'm not familiar with this play at all. It's at the River City Playhouse in Ilwaco, 127 Lake Street. Tell us about it, and tell us what you're doing in it, Melissa and Brian and Rita. You kick in at any time.
I'm another one of those odd people, as is common to my life. I don't know if people have seen me on the street corners advertising for the food bank, but I've been known to be quite a character, and I have let all my inhibitions go, and I'm just totally off the wall. As usual.
No, wait a minute. Is that part of the play, Rita? Did she?
Yes.
Were you able to kind of keep her in kind of?
Well, it's a musical review, and each one of my cast members has their own personality, and Melissa is quite flamboyant and does a wonderful job.
Okay.
As is Brian. Brian is also quite flamboyant in some of his numbers.
I'm the catch of the day.
Yes, he's the catch of the day.
And he can sing.
So, and I don't know Brian. Melissa, I can vouch for that she can be flamboyant. Brian is sitting here quietly and looking very responsible. And
so
that's not true, hey?
No, it's
not at all true.
Well, actually, I've been in a few plays. Uh-huh. I just returned from Florida where I was in Forever Plaid.
Oh, really? Oh, you can sing.
And yes, I was a first tenor singing Jinx.
Oh, wow. But, aren't there just the four guys in
that?
That's a wonderful piece, but you do have to be good.
Yes, and I was just also in the producers. I was Roger Debris.
Oh, my.
The gay director. Flamboyant gay director.
Okay. Now, are you a snowbird? Or we don't have snow. Are you a rainbird?
We have moved up here permanently.
Oh, good.
It's getting a little too warm in Florida.
No comment, but yes, that happened a long time ago for some of us. Well, welcome. How long ago did you get here?
Well, we came here in March last year.
And now, had you been visiting before? Or?
Oh, yes. We've owned a home here for 3 years.
Okay. Well, wonderful. A good addition
absolutely.
to the community. Mm-hmm. And a real singer, too.
Wonderful singer.
Beautiful voice.
Are you singing with any of the musical groups yet? Has Barbara Polshuk sucked you in? Or?
Yes, I've joined the Bayside Singers.
Bayside Singers, I sing
with a couple other guys playing guitar around town and
okay.
stuff.
Okay, we will have to watch for you this. Brian Foster, he has this... appearance of being just, kind of a nice guy, but it turns out, very exciting. I don't know, your wife's sitting out there listening. I don't know what
she... Yeah, I'm a nice guy.
We'll see what she has to say. So you just said it's a bunch of vignettes. What? Tell us, how does that work?
It just touches on a lot of things about retirement. Activities, getting tired, going to bed early.
Grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Early dinners.
Oh, yeah. having more men around than women. That's catch of the day. What else? Having pets, going to the doctor, driving.
Yeah, definitely good doctor stories.
Wait, how come I can relate to all these things?
Exactly.
Isn't that interesting? You know what? I'm kind of chuckling, though, too, because, Brian, you said you moved up from Florida, and you walk right into this play? I mean, this is Florida material right here. I don't know what part of Florida you were in, but my folks live there.
I was from the Keys.
Oh, never mind. that's the nice part. Okay, we were in West Palm Beach.
I think the play was actually written by some guys in Florida.
Yeah, the author lives in Florida.
Originally
and
produced.
It was originally produced in Florida.
Okay, because that's where the entire New York community retires, and it does some wonderful stuff, including lots of theater, orchestras, medical, everything, because you have the whole population there. But the weather, not for me.
Oh, this is great weather here.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you like it. And Melissa, you've been doing quite a bit of theater. So do you have to sing in this one?
Well, I've been told that's kind of what I've been doing. When I went to auditions and miraculously was told, yes, everybody's in it, I decided the criteria must have been able to breathe and walk.
So, well, we've had people who've done musicals and they've kind of spoken their lines. Is that what you're doing?
She does half and half.
Yes.
Half
and if
half.
I can,
she does a great job.
She does.
If I can get anywhere near a note, I will attempt it.
Well, maybe actually you are representing being a retiree. You know, when I grow old, I'll wear purple. You can do whatever you want. Even if you can't sing, you sing anyway, because
this is the wonderful thing about the theater in Iwako is there are a great number of people who are incredibly talented, and it's a throwback from high school. It's like, gee, I had fun when I was doing stuff then, and now here's an opportunity to really let my hair down or fall out and just enjoy it again. It's just loads of fun and great people. Rita has been very kind to me.
Says, so,
you're doing all right. You're doing it.
Do you feel as though you're learning each time you do a?
I had started doing just some directing of the one act
years ago. You did. And Joe sucked you into that. Yeah.
That was something I'd never done with the theater.
That's the thing, living in a small community where you know everybody.
Yeah.
You tap your friend and say, I really need you in this.
Oh, yes.
And you know, okay, what can I say? You know, I might need you next time.
Sometimes you're in high demand.
There you go. Now, the Peninsula Players actually has all ages performing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just throwbacks. It's young folks as well. Who chose this one?
I did.
And how did you even know about it? I
wanted to do something, you know, I'd done Camelot and then Little Shop, and I just kind of wanted to pull back a little bit. They were wonderful, but it's a tremendous amount of work.
Mm-hmm.
And I found this senior theater publishing company, and that's where I found this.
Interesting.
And it looked like fun, and it's actually written for four people, but I actually talked to the author, and he said, do what you want with it. He said, if you want more people, and it looked like it would be a little less of a monster for me, although it was a little bit of a trick to incorporate eight people versus four people.
So how many are there? Four characters and you split them up? Or are there?
No, it's done by four people, but there's no names.
Uh-huh.
And so I just split the songs up.
Sounds
and
good.
When it was all cast, all eight of them sing, and it's worked out really well.
And you did check with the author?
Yes. I talked with the author. In fact, Barbara Bate, my musical director, she also called and talked to him. And
nice. It's good to have living authors so you can check in, because otherwise you can get your butt sued.
Right. He was surprised because when he has done it in Florida, his cast has been in their 30s and 40s doing it for seniors. And he was just amazed that we were doing it with seniors.
How interesting. Yeah, because when you live in the Pacific Northwest, your brain stays alive longer, yeah. Perhaps.
That's, maybe.
I don't know.
Perhaps.
Well, perhaps. Or we're more forgiving because we're in an out-of-the-way place. Well, it's going to be a blast. Ain't Retirement Grand. There you go. The Peninsula Players, their theater is very sweet. If you haven't been there before, you got to check that out, too. The River City Playhouse, 127 Lake Street in Ilwaco. And it is just a few doors down from the Columbia Pacific Heritage Museum. So it's off the main drive, but you can't miss it. And it's running 3 weekends, opening tonight. So there's an easy way. Now, what should people do if they want to get tickets? And you mentioned Barbara Bate is the musical director.
Yes.
And Rita Smith, one of my guests, is the director. What should people do to get tickets?
We have our outlets, Oki's Thriftway, Storm and Norman's, and Old Town Cafe. You can also, usually there are tickets at the door, but they could also call my cell phone, actually, 360-244-3517.
Okay. And leave a message.
And you can have a ticket waiting for you at the box office.
Okay. But
usually we have quite a large seating capacity. So.
Right, and you're running for 3 weekends,
right.
9 shows, which is quite a statement for the participants, mm-hmm. too. When you were doing theater in Florida, did you have long runs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. You weren't doing it professionally, though, were you?
No, it was community theater.
Community theater.
Sometimes we would have as many as 14
Holy
shows.
Wow. Yeah, you better be a retiree for that.
Yes, you have to be.
If you're going to run out and work.
I quit fishing.
Hey, this is a good hobby to have. Community theater at its best. Again, this is in Ilwaco, opening tonight. The doors open at 6:15 with a champagne gala. And the show is 7 o'clock Fridays and Saturdays and 2 o'clock on Sundays. Thank you so much. You two break your legs. Well, break maybe only one each, okay? And Rita, no.
Better a leg than a hip.
My work's done. It's all up to them now.
I can't wait to see it. We're all going to be going, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Okay, thank you so much, my guests. And Rita Smith, Melissa Goldberg, and Brian Foster, all from the Peninsula Players. And this is Coast Community Radio. I have a piece of music from Judy Fiel, who is fabulous, folks. She's coming to town this Monday night. She's going to be at the college, and Margaret Frimuth is on her way in right now to talk about it. Have a listen.
One of us can make a difference. Two of us form a committee. Three of us start a movement, and the world is bound to change. One, two, three. Loving thoughts and positive actions. One, two, three. Oh, the world is bound to change. One, two, three. Loving positive actions, one, two, three. Oh, the world is bound to change, change, change. One of us can make a difference. Two of us form a committee. Three of us start a movement. And the world is bound to change. One, two, three. Loving thoughts and positive actions, one, two, oh, the world is bound to change. One, two, three. Loving positive actions. One, two, three. Oh, the world is bound to change, change, change. ¶¶ can make a difference. Two of us form a committee. Three of us start a movement. And the world is bound to change. One, two, three. Loving thoughts and positive actions. One, two, three. Oh, the world is bound to change. One, two, three. Loving thoughts and positive actions. One, two, three. Oh, the world is bound to change, change, change. One, two, three. Loving thoughts and positive actions. One, two, three. Oh, the world is bound to change, change, change. Loving thoughts and positive actions. One, two, three. Oh, the world is bound to change, change, change.
Wow, Judy Fiel. Judy Fiel is coming to town. Judy Fiel is coming to town. I'm so excited. Margaret, how did you do this?
Well, you know, it's a really interesting thing, and I think it's a perfect story about Judy Fiel. I saw her at a house concert in Portland, and she was fabulous. She's a great performer. Mm-hmm. I think her CDs are wonderful, and it brings back all those memories. But if you haven't seen her, I really encourage you to come and see the concert, because it just her music comes alive when you see her in person. She involves the audience. It's very participatory. And we connected. Of course, I bought a bunch of CDs, and she actually remembered you, Carol. And so we talked about you.
She
knew Astoria and wanted to come back. So we communicated last summer. She couldn't come last summer, but I got an email, and she said, any chance we could do a house concert or something?
Oh,
and I said, why don't you come to the college?
Absolutely.
We have a beautiful view. We have a little gas fireplace up in the Cafe Commons.
Now that's in Columbia
Hall.
So
right now there's a detour to get into the college, which is actually perfect for this concert, because you're going to be detoured. Just follow the college detour up through the back parking lot and park as soon as you get up into the parking lot, because you're behind Columbia Hall, and then come in through the back door. If you're walking or coming up another way, come in through the front door and up the stairs or elevator. We're going to be upstairs. You'll see the coffee cup lights from outside.
Okay, and now the way you just, you know, you're right about that detour.
It gets you right there.
Now I know exactly where we're going.
Right.
So. And the time of the concert.
7 p.m.
7 p.m. this coming Monday evening, folks. This is a real score. Tell folks a little bit about Judy Fiel.
Well, Judy's been singing. She's a singer-songwriter. She's been singing about love and justice and peace and the environment for years and years and years. In fact, she's been singing and performing since she's been a teenager. She knows Nancy Schimmel. Is that how you...
Schimmel.
Nancy Schimmel, who is Melvina Reynolds' daughter. And in fact, Judy Fiel is on a West Coast tour, and she's going to end up singing in the California area someplace at a camp. She's a camp director with Nancy Schimmel and a bunch of other people.
And we should tell folks, Judy Fiel is spelled F-J-E-L-L, if you want to go on the web and check her out.
Correct.
You'd never know that from the pronunciation.
Right. Fiel, and it's Nordic. She's very Norwegian.
Perfect for this town.
Right in here. Fiel means mountain or rock.
Oh, okay.
She's a solid performer. So I have something here that says that she's written something like 200 songs. Mm. She's recorded 18 albums on her own
label.
I had no idea. Yeah.
Because she also does intros to her songs,
sometimes,
which are absolutely delightful.
Yes, they are.
And I play her several times, but I'm looking at that stack of CDs going, my mouth is watering, so we're going to have to talk, Margaret.
Okay.
Margaret Frimuth, I should tell you, Dr. Margaret Frimuth, is an instructor at the college. She runs the Lives in Transition program.
Correct.
She's also the founder of VOCA camps, Victory Over Child Abuse, the Healing Circle, which is, what, 30 years ago?
We're pushing 30.
Almost 30 mm-hmm. years ago, yeah. And she's also a programmer here at Coast Community Radio. She programs women's music once a month.
Now? Once a month regularly.
But... And reads stories.
Mm-hmm. Bedtime
and,
stories.
And helped out with another new show.
That, Over the Rainbow.
Over the That's Rainbow.
Right. And speaking of Over the Rainbow, let me just tell you that the Over the Rainbow group is, I mean, there's a lot of new factions going on in this community,
Very
all
exciting.
Revolving around rainbow, queer identities, gay and lesbian communities. And there's a choir.
I heard that. I'd forgotten, but you just reminded
and
me.
And yep. I'm just going to cue the listening population yes. into a little... Well, it's not really a secret. It's a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
So here it is, folks. Listen up. The brand new Q, Lower Columbia Q Chorus is going to join Judy Fiel on a couple of songs. Yay!
Oh, this is fantastic.
Yeah, I asked. I said, you know, we've got this brand new chorus. We're still kind of getting our, you know, feet under us. Mm-hmm. Is there any chance we could sing a chorus with you? And she said, yes.
Wonderful. So and we're talking, you know, I was just talking to some folks who are in a play, Ain't Retirement Grand, and one of them is close to professional singer. There's mm-hmm. Brian Foster. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. Melissa Goldberg was talking about how she can't sing. And I have to tell you folks that this Q chorus, I just heard about it yesterday, mm-hmm. and now I know two of the people in it, and they're both wonderful singers. So I'm sure this is going to be terrific.
It's going to be fun.
And working with Judy,
oh, yeah.
I love the idea of a professional, well-known personality mm-hmm. in any of the arts coming to this mm-hmm. area and then integrating
Yes.
with our local folks.
It's great. I'm so excited.
The arts, it happens a lot,
yeah.
and it's fantastic.
It's a gift to the community,
Absolutely.
And then it gives back to the community, so we all benefit. It's
right.
just one of those wonderful
now,
things.
Now, is this an all-age show?
It is.
Okay.
It's all ages. There is a requested donation that supports the musicians, but nobody is turned away for lack of funds. In fact, we can't even completely close off the area. And I did that intentionally because mm-hmm. music is to be shared.
Mm-hmm.
Music is to be enjoyed. So those who can contribute, great. But even if you just want to come and hear some great
mm-hmm.
singer-songwriting,
right.
please come. It's going to be a wonderful event.
This is I don't know. Maybe if she falls in love with the area, she'll come back again.
I don't know. I think she loves Montana, but maybe she'll travel through.
Right.
Yeah.
But it is very unusual. I was so excited when I heard that she was coming. What else do we need to know?
7 o'clock, Monday. So I know that's an odd evening for a concert. She's on a huge tour. She was in Missoula last night. I think she's Spokane tonight.
Oh,
she's coming
God.
Through Olympia, Tacoma, and then Astoria. That's Monday night. Then she's heading down south to Roseburg and then into California. So Monday night is the time she could be here, 7 p.m., Clatsop Community College in the Columbia Hall cafeteria area. Just either come in the very front door on Lexington Street and up the stairs or the elevator, or if you're driving, you'll be detoured to behind the building. Just come in the door there, and it's going to be wonderful. We'll have Columbia River Coffee Roasters is donating coffee, so we'll mm-hmm. have coffee and some treats, simple treats. But that supports the Lives in Transition program.
Okay.
Any ticket funding donations will go to the musicians, but
mm-hmm.
the treats
mm-hmm.
will help our mm-hmm. our local students.
Right. So. Right. Now, if folks need to or want to find out more, is there a any place they can go?
If you go on the college website, so that's clatsopcc.edu. There is an events page, and sometimes it'll pop up with Judy's picture. She'll be there holding a guitar.
Mm-hmm.
If not, there's a events section, and just go there and scroll through, and you'll get more information.
Okay, and again, her name is spelled F-J-E-L-L if you want to read more about her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just absolutely delighted. Because
this,
it brings it home for those of us, in addition to this show, I do a folk music show. So I always play her on my folk music show. But as I say, I was limited now.
No. And my guess is she'll have CDs there. She's coming with a bass guitarist. So there's going to be two of them. Sometimes she plays with Crystal Reeves, who plays with Motherlode and all kinds
of
singer-songwriters.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's playing with Crystal in other venues, but I don't think Crystal's going to be in Astoria. But we'll have Tammy and Judy and the Q chorus.
Fantastic. So, and you may want to see how you can connect with folks there, too. So thank you so much, Margaret Frimuth, Dr. Margaret Frimuth from Clatsop Community College, Lives in Transition. If you want to know any more about that program, check out clatsopcc.edu. It's a wonderful program. We've got a lot going on here, folks.
Absolutely.
And I'm very, very proud
and
of
music
that.
Carries us.
Yes, for sure. Thanks. And I see that my next guest is here. So even though I've got more of Judy Fiel's music, and maybe I'll play it after, but right now I just want to put on a little bit of music by David Crabtree. This particular album I have is by David Crabtree and Dick Weissman. They got a concert coming up, which is quite different. So have a listen. KMUN, KTCB. Listening to music by Dave Crabtree and Dick Weissman, who no longer lives here, unfortunately. But as I mentioned earlier, the show that's coming up is going to be Dave Crabtree and Lori Draghi, whose name I actually think I know how to pronounce correctly.
That was pretty close.
How do you say it?
Draghi.
Draghi. Okay. Closer than some, because I've been hearing some really wild pronunciation. Yours is so easy.
Yeah, I know.
Crabtree. Crab, I mean, how can you go wrong? And that's true about the music as well. It's very exciting that you guys are doing a concert. And let's tell the folks just the logistics. This is this coming Sunday, 4 p.m., at the Performing Arts Center. And this is a presentation by Partners for the PAC, which means it's a benefit for the PAC. So let me say right off the bat, thank you very much to both of you. The PAC is our local wonderful performing arts center that we are trying to keep alive and well. And yeah, so we can bring more music, more theater, more of everything to the community. So yes, people know both of you who live here, but there are actually listeners from afar, and also there are people who may not know that you two make music together and have for years. You actually have a CD out, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. I think I've got it at home.
But they have it here,
they
too.
They have it here, but what would it be, in classical, perhaps?
Yes, it's in classical. The title of it is Madrigalillos. And we actually did that 21 years ago.
Oh, my goodness. I did not realize that.
We didn't either.
Yes, it was really a lot of fun to bring it back.
I tell you, time flies. So have you not been playing together since then?
We haven't played anything.
Off and on.
Yeah.
We played some jazz for a few years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we should say that Dave plays guitar. Dave Crabtree, a.k.a. Crabbo, in case you're saying, boy, that name's familiar, but I don't know who that is. Most people around here know him as Crabbo. Yeah. And Lori is a singer, a soprano. And you do not play an instrument, do you?
I sing with Crabbo, and I am the keyboardist and organist and pianist at First Lutheran Church.
Oh.
And so, yes, I do play piano.
You certainly
I play a little
do.
Guitar, too, and I used to play the clarinet, but I quit that when I went to college.
I did not know. No. I know you as a singer.
Yep.
So, okay. So what are you going to be doing on Sunday? Because I was reading, it sounded like all different kinds of music. What's happening, Crabbo?
Well, Lori is going to join me in the second half of the fairly reasonably short program. Hour and 15 minutes. There's no intermission. And we are going to be doing some beautiful pieces from all parts of the world.
Yes.
We're starting out with a piece from Italy in 1790 or something, called Confuso's Marito.
Yes. And then we'll be doing some Spanish.
Older Spanish, isn't
old,
it?
Old from the 1800s.
En Jerez de la Frontera.
And De Ronda.
Okay. And what's going to be in the first part of the program then?
Well, you know,
what are you going to be doing? Or are you not telling?
I have a lot of choices, because I have a big interest in traditional American folk music.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking of featuring that, mostly on the clawhammer banjo.
Great.
Yeah, why not? You know, I mean, I'll probably do that. It's a little bit different, you know, completely different than classical leader.
Well,
is me. It's about me, and it's fun.
Oh, it's all. This concert is all about Dave.
It's going to be
nobody,
a variety.
No one's ever thrown any tomatoes at me for playing the banjo.
And please don't bring any.
Right. We don't allow food inside the theater anyway.
Good.
So you're safe. bottom line is, I think this is a great idea to have a concert that covers a lot of different kinds of material. Because, yes, Crabbo has played here. Yes, he plays classical guitar solo, as well as with the leader with, in this case, Lori singing. But also he's played for dance over at the Grange and all kinds of performances. And you just see him around town. He's kind of tall. So if you see a guy walking around with
shorter.
You've gotten shorter. If you go into space, though, your spine will stretch.
So, you know, good old Appalachian dance music for the first part of the program.
And there's room for people to get up and dance if they like you.
Yeah, there certainly is. There might be room for them to come up and play along with me if they want.
Bring your instrument.
Well, ooh, hey, folks.
If they show up, do
hey
it.
Hey, folks.
But the big effort on my part has been Lori's generosity in being willing to do this with me again, and takes a lot of patience.
it's been fun.
The music's worth it, though.
Revive the songs.
The Villa Lobos piece, Bacchianas Brasileiras, number five. I just dream about that thing. I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Well, and the good news is now that you've revived it, Lori, and
yeah, we got to keep it going.
Yeah, we got to
definitely,
keep going.
definitely.
Maybe learn something new, huh?
Absolutely. Okay, folks, so you can see not only is it going to be a wonderful concert, I'll be there, but you also will have a good time. And yes, if you want to get up and dance, you can. And I don't know if he's serious about that, but you can call his bluff and bring your instrument. If you're a good musician, bring your instrument and get up there.
There you go.
We might have a whole jam up on stage. And remember, this is a benefit for the Performing Arts Center, and we are very grateful for that. This weekend is a big one for the Performing Arts Center because on Saturday at 2 p.m. is Ensemble Colombiana, which is a whole different kind of music. And that is Van Weber and Schubert, Martin King on clarinet, and Alan Stromquist on French horn, and Dr. Michael Yu on piano. So that's at 2 on Saturday. Dave Crabtree and Lori Draghi will be on Sunday at 4 p.m. I like that time of day, too. That's a good thing. Thank you so much for doing that. And we'll have to make sure we have your music so we can play it next time.
Okay.
And you'll be doing this for a while. So
yeah.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Carol.
Okay.
Thank
you. And I do have more music folks coming in. So I'm going to play you some music by from the Stunning Ray Guns. And that's Raymond Martin is coming in to talk about it. And he is doing a concert at Cala tonight at 8 p.m. And opening, and in just as wonderful a musician, is Robin Bossier, who is here as well. So do stay tuned to Coast Community Radio. Thanks, folks. You are listening to music from the... I'm going to turn it down a little bit because it's actually rather mesmerizing. This is the Stunning Ray Guns. And when I first saw the name of the band, I thought, Ray Guns? And then I found out the name of my guest, who is one of the musicians, just happens to be Raymond Martin. Is that where the name may have come from?
It's sort of like that. My nickname for a number of years was Ray Gun, because I play very loud guitar. Which is not, you know, it's not something to be proud of, but it's just... That's just the way...
But this music doesn't sound like, you know, like... I don't know, maybe it's... When you say loud guitar, you mean you just make a lot of sound?
Yes, just, you know, penetrating noise.
Okay.
But, yeah, we're trying to be a bit more refined.
Okay,
with this music.
There it comes. I'm glad I'm catching you at this time in your career, because...
me too.
So my other guest who is here is Robin Bassier. Did I say that right?
You did, yeah.
Okay, it's a little tricky. B-A-C-I-O-R. And Robin has actually been to Astoria before. Have you been here before, Raymond?
Moved here, actually, not
That's
too long
right.
ago.
You are living here. We'll get into that in a
okay,
second.
Right.
I didn't... Yeah, I've never come across you. But Robin... was here a couple of years ago, and she is going to be opening tonight with cellist. Is that right? Your cellist is here, or your
no,
solo?
I'm actually playing with a different arrangement tonight. I'm playing with a drummer, another keyboardist, and another singer. So it'll be slightly different.
Wow. Not slightly different.
Yeah.
It will be quite different.
It'll be very different,
right.
actually.
And you were at the Adrift for the last couple of three nights,
yeah,
is that right?
Mm-hmm. Been out there for the last three nights.
Fun, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's always really nice and peaceful out there. I love that Long Beach Peninsula. It has its own community, which is really
mm-hmm.
cool. You wouldn't know that driving right up.
That's right.
You know, it's very quiet, but there's a lot going on there.
Well, and it wasn't always like that.
Mm-hmm.
I've been here for longer than you've been alive, but it was very, very, very quiet there, 42 years. So you look about half that, but I know you're not quite that young. But it is very exciting that the peninsula has grown. As a matter of fact, my first guests were doing theater there.
Mm-hmm.
There's two theater groups there, and there's lots of... And the Adrift is certainly a wonderful venue. You live in?
In Portland.
In Portland. Okay.
Yeah.
And... why don't we do that? You tell us what, with that lineup,
mm-hmm.
how would you describe your music that's gonna people are gonna hear tonight?
Well, we just went on tour, and we toured through Italy for a month, and we found that a couple people had described it as ghost pop, which we thought was really interesting. We're still not totally sure what that means, but we all kind of took to it because it felt like a... It almost felt like an easy way to just
mm-hmm.
not describe it.
Okay, well, there you go. So it's going to be a bit of a surprise, especially since the lineup is so different from what you were here in the past. So you're opening at 8 o'clock.
Opening at 8 o'clock.
Okay. Any idea how long your set will be?
I think it's going to be about 45 minutes.
Okay. And I've got some of Robin on right now, so you can have a listen and then check it out tonight. Gala is right on Marine Drive between 10th and 11th, and it's another wonderful venue. It was packed with Fisher Poets last weekend. We're quieting down now, so okay. So Robin,
yeah.
Thank you. You can leave if you would like, but you're more than welcome to stay and help me interview Raymond, which would be fun. Robin actually brought her guitar, but those of you who listen to Arts Live and Local know that it's only an hour show, and we try to pack it all in. So, no, you'll come back for folk music sometime. So,
yeah.
Let's have a little listen to her, and then I'm going to go back to Raymond's music.
Look like behind, and I'll smile, I'll plant teeth that
So this is Robin Bossier you've been listening to, and I just thought it was interesting because Raymond's music, for me, sounds a little ghost-like in a very positive way. I like this a lot. So now I'm remembering Dinah told me they're both going to be playing Robin's opening first set and then Stunning Ray Guns. Who's playing with you, Raymond?
Colin Colbank is my drummer. I say my drummer. I'm probably his guitar player. So it's just the two of us. Mm-hmm. We use a lot of computerized sampling and sequencing. Oh. So it's a pretty big sound. It's not just a guitarist and a drummer. There's a lot going on. It's a very atmospheric,
right,
cinematic, actually, is what a lot of people have described our music as, is soundtrack type music, although we, you know, yet to do a soundtrack, but it definitely could be that way.
Now, does he live here also?
He lives in Portland.
Okay, and how long have you been playing together?
We've been playing together on this project since November of 2014. Okay. And we played previously on some other projects, so briefly, and he was the only guy in the band that I didn't have an argument with, so... felt that was a very good good way to start. And when I returned from Europe, I was playing solo and doing some soundtracks. Actually, as a soloist, I was doing some soundtrack work. And when I wanted to start a band or something, not a full band, but I wanted to work with a musician.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought of several people and that I'd worked with that I could relate to, and they could relate to me. We're on the same level, and Colin was the one guy who came to mind. And so I walked into Powell's where he worked and I said, do you want to start a band? And he said, yeah, sort of right there in the middle of the store. And so here we are. It's actually been several months of playing things just to see how we felt about the music, and then nurturing it to the point where now we actually have an album that's coming mm-hmm. out in about a month or two.
Oh, good.
So good. That's where we are.
So now let's back up a little bit and tell us a little bit about yourself. Who are you? and
where did I come from?
Well, as soon as you open your mouth, I said, "Oh, you're British, aren't you? Or English?" But
yes, this is true. It's a long and winding road. I moved here in the late 70s with my family and. Lived actually in Portland, and I lived in Portland and played in rock and roll bands
mm-hmm.
and played a lot of the clubs that don't no longer exist, Satyricon, for example, those kind of places, mm-hmm. which are history now. But and then I went back to Europe with my wife, Mary, and we lived in England for a while, and then we lived in France for quite a long time, and then. In France, I didn't have any musicians to play with, so I played with myself quite a bit, and basically used a lot of effects to make a big sound when I played solo. And
is that when you started developing the whole computer thing?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's when I started using
Very
the computer
cool.
and realizing, mm-hmm. actually, you know, I can do a lot myself without mm-hmm. having to enlist other musicians.
Mm-hmm.
So when I came back, it wasn't a big leap for me to start playing and recording this music, but with another musician,
because
I don't really like computerized drums. You know, they're their little, you know, clinical sterile. So I needed a real drummer.
The classic drum machine.
Yeah. I needed someone to work off. And yeah. Actually, Colin's my barometer because it's not, he's not just a drummer. He's a musician.
Mm-hmm.
And if I play something for him, he'll say, that's not working. Mm. And I'll go, are you sure about that? And he'll say, yeah, it's rubbish. You know, don't do it. So I'll say, okay, well, how about this piece? And he'll say, well, that's still rubbish, but it's not as rubbish as the first one. So that's how we work on our music.
I love it. My guest here is Raymond Martin, and he's sitting here with an almost straight face saying these things. So you can tell it's going to be a good time, too. He is playing along with his drummer, or perhaps Colin Kolbach's. Kolbach is... can claim Raymond as his guitarist, but they will be playing this evening as Stunning Ray Guns. And the name of the band is a little confusing, but the music sounds wonderful. You and your wife are here in town, mm-hmm. in Astoria.
Yes.
And you have an establishment, is that right?
An establishment?
I'm leaving that open. You can answer that however you like.
You mean a house, or
are you working here?
I work in Portland.
Oh,
so that's
okay.
convenient for okay. working with Colin.
With Colin, yeah.
So I spend the week in Portland working in music and mm-hmm. in my day job,
mm-hmm.
and then on the weekends I come out here and. My wife's actually a designer. Her shop is Della Salandra,
mm-hmm.
which is on Commercial Street.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody go there and buy something.
Now, this is non-commercial radio. We do not endorse that. So, but she's American.
She is American.
Okay.
Yes.
And she was from Portland, or
originally she was from Alabama.
Oh,
but,
lordy!
She moved to Portland as a child.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's good enough. I'm thinking, you know, this weather can be put offish for some, not for those from England because you have the same weather, but from Alabama, I'm not so sure. Okay, folks, you're going to need to. Is there a website or anything where people can?
Yes, there is.
It is
stunningrayguns.com.
Oh, that's easy enough. Okay, you can check him out, or better yet, come over tonight to Kala. That's Kala on Marine Drive between 11th and 10th. And enjoy the concert. Opens at 8 with Robin Bassier and her group. And then there'll be an intermission and Stunning Ray Guns with Raymond Martin and Colin Kolbach. Thank you so much, Raymond, and welcome.
Thank you, Karen.
Glad you're here.
Thank
okay.
you very much.
I just want to give you a quick rundown, folks, because this weekend is big on theater as well as Music Peninsula Players, with the Ain't Retirement Grand is opening in Ilwaco. The Coaster Theater is opening with the Sheldon Harnick and Jerry Brock play, The Apple Tree. Those are the guys who did Fiddler on the Roof, so pay attention. it is running for quite a while, from all the way through to the 16th of April. And Sweet Basil's has Maggie and the Cats Friday and Saturday night. Astor Street Opry Company is closing their theater production on Sunday. So catch the teen musical, The Tale of the Beauty and the Beast, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Seaside High School is running the play You're in Town. I know nothing more about it. And in Seaside, on Saturday, Gearhart and Seaside have their art walks. And the Performing Arts Center is 2 o'clock with Ensemble Colombiana. On Sunday at 4 p.m. is David Crabtree and Lori Draghi. And the Columbia Pacific Heritage Museum has at 2 o'clock on Saturday, Douglas Duer with Empires of the Turning Tide, Columbia Pacific People, Culture, and Relationships. NCRD Gallery in Manzanita, in Halem, is from 5 to 7, has an art opening, Sacred Mountain, The Spirit of Neocani, with music by the Wonderland Duo. Peninsula Pack is featuring the Banner Days Duo. That Saturday night, Bradford, Loomis, and Beth Whitney at 7 o'clock tonight is open mic. The Hoffman has Matt Love all day tomorrow with a writing workshop and 7 o'clock with a reading. And lots more. Judy Fiel, don't forget, on Monday night, I gotta go. Thank